It's time for Jeff Around Town, and I'm chatting with Mary Jo Payne. Mary Jo, you grew up in the Our Lady of Lourdes, Hanscom Park area, and you live in New York now. We'll get into that. We first met because you sent me a bracelet.
And that bracelet had St. Gabriel on it, and St. Gabriel is the patron saint of radio people. And the radio, period.
Yeah. And you, I have to say, you know everybody. You live in, how long have you been in New York now?
I moved to New York I moved out of Omaha in 1989. Mm-hmm. I went to Baltimore for 18 months, and then I went on to New York in March 19th, 1991. Uh-huh. Memorable day. Yeah.
But you're still so connected to Omaha, and we'll talk about Borsheim's in a second, but you make these bracelets.
Yeah.
They're sold at Borsheim's.
Yep.
Do you want to just talk a little bit about what the bracelets are all about?
My bracelets, I have always said that I didn't want them to be looked at as a Catholic Christian kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I believe that they are for the spiritually evolved. Mm-hmm. I see nothing different in wearing a saint than wearing a Buddha mm-hmm. or a high or a Hindi symbol. One of the very first trunk shows I ever did at Barney's, I was all set up and this lady came by and she was so fascinated by the fact that it was DIY and everything was vintage. And she kept going through the medals and she went, but I can't do this. I'm Jewish. And she walked away and she came back like not even 5 minutes later and she picked out a Virgin Mary medal.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I said, well, after all, she was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And I like people to think of this as like a spiritual thing. I mean, we're all on some kind of spiritual yep. journey.
Mm-hmm.
We're all looking for something to give us peace. And that's how I want my jewelry to be viewed.
I love it. Love it. And so going back to, so you grew up in the Our Lady of Lourdes
yes.
Neighborhood. And what's the original connection to Borsheim's?
The original Borsheim's family lived across the street from us on 35th and Walnut.
Wow. Okay.
We grew up with them.
Uh-huh.
And funny story, they had a daughter named Mary Joan, and my mm-hmm. name is really Mary Joan.
Oh.
She became Joni, and I became Mary Jo. And that's how they
really?
kept us separate.
Thanks to the Borsheims.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Where do you find your inspiration for these
My inspiration actually came a very good friend of mine on September 10th, 2001, was diagnosed with stage 4 inoperable lung cancer. The next day happened, and we had a 55th birthday party for her on November, I believe, 9th. And I, of course, in our minds, we're all...
Yeah, yeah.
And I made her a birthday card, and I put St. Anthony on it, because he's the patron saint of anxiety. And I wrote her a little note. She's Jewish, and she loved it.
Mm.
And we were still taking pictures with film.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday morning, I took the film to be developed. And Monday night, I picked it up on my way home.
Mm.
And she said, come over. You have to let me see the ones I don't look good in. I went over. We visited for a while. I walked home. It was really cold out. I had picked up her keys. I had to go back. And I could walk you to the place right now on 23rd between 2nd and 3rd, right by the School of Visual Arts. I had a vision that I wanted to make jewelry with the saints that, like what we wore in grade school.
Yeah.
They were aluminum and icky, and you put them down your shirt because you didn't want anybody to see them.
I remember.
And she was my inspiration. 9/11 was my inspiration. I won't tell you how old she turned last week, but we celebrated her birthday last week.
Oh, lovely. A couple famous people you want to mention who have these?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so, you know, the cover of the Rolling Stone was kind of the be-all, end-all. Bruce Springsteen has worn my jewelry on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Hillary Clinton wears my jewelry. Jake Gyllenhaal wears my jewelry. A nice Jewish boy. Matthew McConaughey wears my jewelry. It's
nice.
Little did I dream growing up in Omaha all those years ago that I would have such a celebrity following.
Love it. Love it. So if folks want to find anything, go to Borsheim's or your website.
Yeah. www.miracleicons.com.
Mary Jo Payne, thank you so very much. And thank you for the bracelet. I wear it each and every morning when I do morning classics.
That makes me happy. Thanks, Jeff. And thank you for this time. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you very much. Thank you.